Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I hope everyone has a copy of the little handout that went along with the bulletin. I'm going to be covering a number of scripture tonight, and I like to teach, and I thought it'd be better if you actually had the scripture to go along. And also, I have to thank Patty and Pete Drew ahead of time, because I talked to Patty about the message, and she decided to bring in some fruit from her tree. She picked today. So, like a tree, we'll have fruit afterwards, and you can pick it up to take home with you. Trying to figure out modern technology or paper.
Think I'll go with paper.
Okay. The message title tonight is Like a Tree Planted by the Water. A few weeks ago, Pastor Lenora handed out blank cards to us, and at the end of the message, she asked us to write a word that would identify how we would work to structure and focus on the new year. Well, I thought of several words. However, I settled on the word persevere, perseverance, that no matter what challenges I face this coming year, I will persevere because, one, my Father God is the great King and has dominion over all the world. My brother Jesus is the Savior for all the world, and I am filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I thought, I have a number of tools because I am empowered with the Holy Spirit, but sometimes I need, I don't know, more of a jump start to use those tools. And when I talk about power tools, I don't mean battery charged or electric charged kind of tools, but the tools that God gives us to use by providing us with the Holy Spirit. Well, following Wednesday night, Pastor Moore asked if I would deliver tonight's message. And I'd just like to say thank you guys for showing up. You know, I laughed because I told my husband, I said, you know, previous churches I've attended, if the minister isn't speaking, it's like a night off for people. They don't come. So thanks for showing up. All right. As Jamie and I were driving home that evening, I told him I wanted the message to be on perseverance. We shared some ideas and concluded that trees are a suitable representation for perseverance. And trees can be used as an analogy of our relationship to God, what it should be, and how it can be. When we got home, we read Psalm 1, and I sang a chorus from an old song that our church sang when I was a young girl. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Our scripture reading tonight is Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. We thank you for your word. We thank you for direction. We thank you for the messengers through music. And we ask you to be with each and every one of us here, that we might open our hearts to receive the message and just praise you for the things that you'll show us tonight. The beauty of trees, the beauty of nature, and the beauty of your world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 1 contains a beautiful simile for a spiritual person. When you look back at the scripture, he says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which bring forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers. There are similar passages in the scripture that compare a spiritual person to a tree. One, Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but his leaves will be green and will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. Also, Psalm 92:12, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. There are hundreds of references to trees in the Bible. Doing this homework, I learned a lot of things. There are actually references from the beginning to the end. The first chapter of Genesis references a tree, and the last chapter of Revelation actually references a tree. So God talks about trees throughout the Bible. There are several verses that compares trees to people. The Bible also shows us actions performed by trees in a way that people might please God. And I'll just ask you to join in with me and someone read 1 Chronicles 16:33, please.
When the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth.
The trees sing, thank you. They sing. We don't think about it that way, but they sing. Another one that talks about them singing, Psalm 96:12. Could someone read that, please?
Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy.
Thank you. Isaiah 55:12. Could someone read that?
For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all of the trees in the field will clap their hands.
Do you really think about trees singing and clapping? It is amazing how God made them. And Ezekiel 17:24. Someone read that one, please.
All the trees in the field will know that I am the Lord. I bring down the high tree, exalt the low tree, dry up the green tree, and make the dry tree flourish. I am the Lord, I have spoken, not the Lord.
Thank you. They will know that he is God, that he is the Lord. And a little wordier, but Psalm 148 sums it up for trees and all creation. Will someone read Psalm 148, please?
Oh.
Thank you. As you can see, verse 9 talks about the trees, but the basic message, 148, says let all things praise the Lord. Not just people, mankind, but all things, because God created all things. We are to praise the Lord. According to written record, the oldest known and largest living organism on earth is, guess what? A tree. For example, there's a tree affectionately named Methuselah. It's a bristlecone pine growing in southeastern California's white 19th, and it is estimated to be 4,841 years old. That tree was around when Jesus walked the earth. It's just amazing to think the trees were here for a long, long time. And actually, since the dawn of time, trees have been companions to man. We read about the creation of trees in Genesis 1:29. It says, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree, which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat." And also we see similar characteristics that are shared by trees and man. Trees and man both stand upright. They have a crown on top and mobile limbs stemming from a central trunk. The pattern of the tubular branches of a man's lungs is similar to the root system of some trees. In Mark 8, verses 23 through 24, the Bible tells the story of the healing of the blind man at Bethsaida by Jesus. The scripture reads, "Taking the blind man by the hand, he brought him out of the village. And after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, he asked him, 'Do you see anything?' And he looked up and said, 'I see men, for I see them like trees walking around.'" Now Jesus continued healing the man by laying his hand on the man's eyes so that he might see clearly. But before the clarity, the man saw men walking around like trees. Now while trees lack mobility to walk around, they do have roots. And beneath the surface, the roots invisibly form a connection with the moisture and the minerals that sustain it. Similarly, we are connected to the Lord as our source of life. Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7 tells us, "As ye therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Based on studies, a tree needs four basic elements in order to survive. They are soil, water, air, and sunlight. Man requires the same basic elements for survival. The first one, soil. A tree needs to be planted firmly in the earth. The roots absorb nutrients that the tree needs, and the weight of the soil actually helps keep the tree upright. Man needs food and spiritual nutrients. The parable of the sower we see in Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8 represents how people can grow spiritually. Only the seed that fell on good soil grew to maturity, capable of bearing a harvest that can reproduce itself. The next basic element is water. Water is sucked in by the tree's roots and carried throughout the trunk, the branches, and leaves of the tree. Without water, a tree will wither and die. Man needs water to survive as well. Deprived of water, a person will become dehydrated and ultimately die. And just like we need physical water to survive, God's desire for us is to accept into his life, to accept him into our lives, and to drink of the Holy Spirit so that we don't become spiritually dehydrated and ultimately die. John 7, verses 37 through 39 states that now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So we need to drink of the Holy Spirit for our living water. The next basic element is air. Air enters the tree through tiny openings on the underside of a tree's leaves. The air contains oxygen that a tree needs for respiration and carbon dioxide for photosynthesis. In an imbalanced atmosphere, a tree will die. Well, man needs air to survive. But importantly, there is an interdependent relationship between man and trees. We breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide. Well, a tree breathes in carbon dioxide and breathes out oxygen. What would we do without trees? Don't want to think about it too long, do we? We're very dependent on them. The next basic element is sunlight or energy. A tree's absorption of energy from sunlight, it activates the process of photosynthesis, which is essential for the growth and health of the tree. The sun provides man with heat and energy. We also get warmth from the Holy Spirit in our Christian community. We absorb that energy and then we channel it into healthy growth for us and for those around us. Why are trees important to man? Trees provide man with a host of different products, including food, protection, and direction. Man, like trees, are to be providers. How are we to be providers? Well, trees provide food, and food helps to sustain us and the animals around us. Christ commands man to bear good fruit and much fruit, like a good tree. Good fruit is that which is produced by the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23 describes this fruit. And actually, we read it tonight all together in the beginning. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The more we allow the Holy Spirit to guide our lives, the more this type of fruit is evident. In John 15, verse 16, Jesus told his followers, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you." Righteous fruit has eternal benefit. Jesus told us clearly what we must do to bear good fruit. In John 15, verses 4 and 5, Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." As disciples of Christ, we must stay firmly connected to him to remain spiritually productive. Trees also provide protection. They clean the air, provide oxygen, absorb carbon dioxide, provide shade, help conserve energy, save water, help prevent soil erosion, provide home for animals. I mean, they do a host of things. We won't talk about the things the dead trees do for us, like the furniture and all these things, the paper we use. But trees by nature, they protect us in many, many ways. Christians can also provide protection to each other in numerous ways. Some include fellowshipping with one another to help strengthen each other in God's hand, forming friendships in the faith, continually pointing each other to Jesus Christ for hope and strength in God, reminding each other about God's many promises to us, and then providing shelter for one another by giving of our time, our resources, sharing our God-given gifts, and bearing one another's burdens. Trees provide direction. I know we have some Boy Scouts in our congregation tonight, and I'm sure you remember about learning how trees can be used as a compass to show you direction in a forest. And I'm just going to read this. It says, "Find a nearby tree with a large diameter and observe the thickness and direction of the branches. In the northern hemisphere, the branches on the south-facing side of the tree will be cooler, while branches on the north-facing side will be In northern temperature climates, moss will generally grow on the northern side of the tree trunk where it is shadier. And if one finds a tree that has been cut down, you look at the rings of the tree to discover which way is north. Spiritual direction means companionship with one another or a group through which the Holy Spirit shines with wisdom, discernment, and encouragement. We have some verses that show spiritual direction. If someone could read Psalm 32:8, please.
I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye.
Pretty clear cut direction, isn't it? Psalm 119:105. Would someone read that?
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Thank you. In Matthew 28:19-20.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and all good, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Thank you. God gives us, and he provides to us in different ways. And he gives us the direction that we need to move forward in our lives in a spiritual way. Just to summarize, there are important similarities that exist between the different trees. Each tree, like each man, is unique in its own way. We're all created by God, and we are created differently. But we are created in his image, and he creates us not to be cookie cutter, but the way he wants us to be as individuals. What we do have in common, the Holy Spirit that he provides to us when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And like trees, man has to be pruned sometimes in order to bear more fruit. I found this one to be really interesting in this study. Thinking, I don't really enjoy pruning. I mean, it's not fun. It's really not when you think about it. But God says, John 15:2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. And I start thinking about things in my life that I've gone through, and people that I love have gone through, people that I've known have gone through. And then I have to realize God has to prune us at times, just like trees. I know last week or so, all around, you see trees being cut totally. The branches are cut off so they can grow back. And by spring, they will sprout back, and you'll never know they've been cut. But we have to be pruned at times. And then trees need wind to go against them because it causes their root system to grow deeper, which supports the tree as it grows and makes the tree stronger. Something I guess I learned some years ago, that trees have to bend. And when we look at trees, we don't think of them as bending because they look so sturdy, but they actually have to bend in the wind, because the trees that don't bend and they resist the wind, in due time, they're either going to break or they get uprooted when the storm comes through. Like trees, man needs the power of the Holy Spirit of God to endure and flourish. That's like our wind. That's what it does. It deepens our roots. And the greater challenges we have in our lives, the better we are to withstand them, just like a really strong tree. Although trees are rooted and generally stand alone, when other trees are nearby, have you ever noticed how their branches reach out and they touch each other? And it's amazing that they do that. They're rooted, they stand alone, but if they're nearby, if you go across this campus, you'll see that they reach out and they touch each other. And like trees, God means for us to reach out and touch each other, be it in words or in deeds. Now walk along this Trinity campus. One of the first things you notice is the number of trees and the size of the trees. It is though we are protected by God's green canopy. It is beautiful and common. The branches of the trees, they touch each other in warm embrace, almost like dear friends greeting each other with a hug and a handshake. Scientists have estimated that there are over 3 trillion trees on the planet. And that means it's roughly 400 trees for every person. Pretty amazing when you think about the trees and the whole thing about sustaining them as well. Since the beginning of time, trees have endured storms, fires, droughts, and diseases. But like trees, mankind, trees heal, they endure, prosper, and they continue to bear fruit. Trees are a living reminder to us that we can persevere through faith, hope, patience, and obedience. Amazingly, Monday night, as Jamie and I were walking toward the worship center, I have this picture I took with my camera. It might be a little hard to see. But as we were walking towards the worship center, we were struck by the beautiful illuminated stained glass above us. This stained glass is a representation of Jesus walking along a river or a stream. One thing that stood out to me as we looked at the stained glass was that on both sides of this image of our Savior, there were trees planted by the water. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your word. We thank you that you provide so many things to us, Lord. Food, direction, healing. Just lifting us up through the music tonight, Lord. Lifting us up through your scripture. We thank you, and we thank you that you have planted each and every one of us like a tree by the water, Lord. That as long as we stay in your word, in your Holy Spirit, whatever we do, Lord, we will prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we love you, and we praise you. Let us go from this place today, Lord, just looking at the world a little different, looking at trees and being thankful to you for not only their beauty, but for what they do to help sustain us in our everyday lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.